Excuse me. The party.
Okay, let's do this.
What? Pardon me. Oh, that's a water. Splish, splash. Oh, what do I need to do? Well, I need to get that on our insurance. But I gotta take the dang VIN number to work with the internet in. Yeah. Why don't you do that? Yes? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm not a big fan of law enforcement. I mean, I'm glad they exist. It's like doctors. I'm glad they are doctors, but do I want them getting involved in my life? No. What are you doing?
I don't see the steering wheel. There's a car there. I didn't want to make
sure. Sure. That's a good idea. Don't hit my car, though.
No, I'm looking.
Okay. Okay. How are you feeling? Okay. That's great. Be right back. Thank you. Golly. I mean, door-to-door service is awesome. Sorry, what? Oh. All right.
Okay, let's keep that on.
I will. Yeah, this will be great.
Where?
Birds. Oh, it's Tony.
Looks like it's been raining for months.
It does. There's every indication that...
Not finished.
Well, yes. Well, within the realm of possibility here. But they were quite happy that it was going to be overcast and kind of cold for graduation.
Why?
Well, because we have too many people in that arena, it's cooled off by... you know, by Zurich firming and also by swamp coolers. It's just got big swamp coolers. And if it gets too, you know, if it gets too hot, too humid, it's horrible. I seem to recall that mine wasn't the most prevalent one. You remember?
Yeah.
You were there, I think.
Yeah.
I hope you were there. We were married. We had kids. Yeah. Recall. I love you. That's sad.
As soon as you graduate, he took off.
Yes, that's sad. He wants to make sure he can say he's an all important thing.
Yeah, like.
Okay. And then we'll know he's not going to be able to be there, so.
No,
anyway.
Exactly. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a bump and run. Yeah, it's kind of a bump and run guy, but he always takes pictures and he always, you know. Yeah, I swear. That might be 3/4 of his purpose in doing it is just to do that. But you know, at least he's there. Plenty of people that don't. I'm one of those who's kind of like, well, not that big of a deal. Marriages are kind of big. Yes. It is kind of nice. I wonder. See, I never listen to my recordings, so I never know if they ever turn out good. The last one we listened to sounded like I was thumping on the thing with a big hammer the whole time. Yeah, and as far as I knew, I had the thing in my hand. Anyway, let's see how it behaves here. I'm sure we'll get from my jacket. Oh. Yeah. I like that Walter Mitty movie on a lot of levels. And it's a very funny movie. Well, you know, it's about going out and actually living life, you know, 16 years in this hole. I'm not saying he had a stupid job. It was an okay job. Certainly gave him the resources to do what he could do, and that's a positive thing, is to be able to do, to, you know, his mother wasn't, well, I'm sure his mother could sustain herself okay, but yeah, when there's big changes going on, he's got to handle the big changes, you know, he's got to make it happen, this whole move. Yeah, his sister's not worthwhile to it. And that's not a bad thing. But then it's what got left behind. Oh, that's nice. my Matt, the closet Buddhist. Yeah, Matt, I'm a cold and callous man, I gotta tell you. So we add white to it just to make it complete? Yeah. Anyway. Dad died, had to go to work, worked ever since. Years at a job. He was good at it, you know, but never missed a thing. Had his whole catalog there. Everything marvelous, you know. And, I'm still trying to get, you know, while he started doing all these adventures, everybody wanted to connect with him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's to show that other people want to just be around and be a part of something that amazing people do or whatever, and you're going, well, I'm not that amazing. You go, well, you're certainly on your way. You're trying. It's the vast majority of us never get around to. Oops. So more worries, Matt. I wasn't going to bring it up, though, because I'll stop, and then we'll... Yeah, I think the cold got him, Matt. Sorry. Well, this is what happens. It gets warm, and then all of a sudden there's a little cold snap. Half the thing's done. I'm sure there's a group of people somewhere that decry this and wants to put a huge blanket over the earth so these things won't happen anymore. That way the poor earthworms will survive. And you go, you know, that's a sweet sentiment, but you can't understand what kind of horrible damage it'll do to the universe if you start screwing around with it like that. Which is what I kind of say to the climate change people is that, what on earth do you want us to do? Live in huge mega cities? Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Walter Mitty. I only think, I don't think that's the basic thing about it. I think that's a byproduct that some people are really excited about. Yeah. Life managers. People who really want to manage other people.
Yeah.
This is, and they aren't evil. It says, but they're going to do a lot of evil in the name of being helpful. And you go, yeah, most of the time, you just need to do something else, find something else to do. Why don't you go climb Mount Everest instead? Because that'll probably do more to make the world a better place than what you're doing right now. And you go, oh yes, is it very offensive to people? Of course it is. Terribly offensive. And you go, but it's the truth that you need to know. That you probably really haven't really helped anybody. You've only enabled them to stay small. You're trying to help people stay small. you know, I'm going to find ways so that you don't have to become any bigger. You can spend your day in doctor's offices staring at your navel and wondering about every pain that you have, going and complaining to your doctor all the time. It's like Joe versus the volcano. It was amazing. Once he started doing bigger things, it was like, I feel pretty good. And you're going, because, but yeah, the whole time you weren't even paying attention to it. And guess what? It just kind of went away. Oh, it's a fact. The fact of life. If you have nothing better to do, you'll sit every day, catalog your despair and your grief and your pain, and what little resources you end up having, you're going to pour into trying to make yourself feel better. And it's like, you know, that's a pretty small way to live. Sorry. I hope that doesn't offend you, Lee. Oh, timbered. Yeah. Well, it's going to happen, you know. Yeah, it looks like it wasn't like, you know, drowning or anything. It looks like, it looks like you got hit by lightning or something. Yeah. Then the water got him. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. And then at the very end when he's doing his resume, I mean, it's a dumb resume, it's not going to get it from that. But it does end up being a nice capper to catalog the things where he stepped out of just the normal rut. And pretty indicative of what happens if you're just in the normal rut. You are a human resource. You're useful for a little while. Maybe they'll even forget you're there, but as soon as it's time for cost cutting, the grackles. The grackles are so kind. Anyway. Oh, you know. His whole job at life ended up kind of being just kind of a faceless, nameless kind of nobody there. Mm-hmm. To the company, he met Seth Deshaun. Anyway, and yeah, when they decided to do cost cutting, it's time to get rid of things. Was he gone? Yeah. He was just gone. It had nothing to do with him. I mean, they fired him, but he was going to be let go of anyway. They weren't going to hang on to him. Did he go, yeah, that's what happens when you're just simply a human resource. You go, you're taken, you're used, you're compensated. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not a trade. It's just, yeah. If you think they value you, like that whole little speech they did at the beginning, you're all valued employees. And the other guy says, oh, yeah, okay, shut up. You know. Look at what what he cares about, which is nothing, about what that guy was saying, which is just a bunch of tripe, you know. You're all valued. It's like, no, you're not. None of you guys are valued. Because that's why you shouldn't put your value in, you know, your job, your employment, stuff like that, just because it can disappear just like that. Like I said here, you know, I'm not the only guy that ever brings it up. I said, hey, any moment. And it's been coming more and more. They'll decide to use the cloud-based version of what we're doing. And all of a sudden, they don't need me. There'll be some guy in India that'll do what I do. Doesn't matter. University won't even have a choice. The other smaller universities are already doing this. You know, they're already saying, oh yeah, we're going to go for the cloud-based thing so we don't have to worry about it at all. We'll just pay them more money. And we'll, what little staff we have now, we can cut back on. You go, yeah, we don't want to let people go. And you go, it's not a question of wanting. It's a question of that's just the way it's going to happen. You're a human resource. All of you are. And you go, so what are you going to do about it? And you go, well, I don't know. You start your own business if you want to. That's one way out of it. This is, or you can just place your value in other things. You better have higher purposes in life than what our world really offers you. Because it doesn't cut it. And you're going to find how much it doesn't cut it. Even the guys that got to work at the same company and rose up through the ranks, you know, I started as a mailboy. When I was done, I was a, you know, senior vice president over this. Says, and you got a gold watch, and they escort you out of the building, and guess what? Now you got to figure out what you're going to do about your life. You invested too much in that situation, and that's a good situation. What about the poor guy who says, I worked here for 10 years, and right before I got vested in the retirement plan, they decided that it was a good economic decision to get rid of me. I never got vested, you know. They just gave me all my money back and said, here, here's your money. And you look at that pile and you said, boy, that's going to be gone in a year. And you go, and that was what these last 10 years earned me. If that's all my life is about, I'm screwed. That's why having a family, being married, having a family, children, gives your life meaning. If you don't do those things, your life's pretty meaningless. Look at our friend, what's his name? We just saw him Saturday. Tim. Not a porter. And they're going, yeah, here's Daniel's trouble. I said, he has no purpose for living. He has a house, and he has a bunch of cats who care less about him, and 5 times out of 10, they want to get away from him. They don't even like him. Or something.
The dogs would love him. can be a real companion for them.
I guess.
Because that's what dogs do.
I guess.
Dogs are lonely.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, and you're going, wow, and he's just kind of surviving. What's his purpose in life? Why is he even trying to get the internet? What is it going to do for him?
Okay.
I guess, you know, and you're going, yeah. You know, you've obviously got some resources. You should go do something. See some places, meet some people, try something new. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so... Like, dude, you need to go on a mission, but what on earth do you have to contribute? You know? Yeah, no, it's okay. Just find something. He drove a snowplow for the Department of Transportation.
What?
He's a driver. Well, that is the other things too. You know, but that was pretty much it. As far as I'm aware of.
How did he get this piece of land?
He got it. I don't know. Well, when you're a single guy doing a job that can provide for a family, you've got resources. But that's the funny thing. People say, oh, it's all about getting as much money as you can. And you go, no, trust me. I said, he's not suffering. He's trying to find things to do with the money he has. This is, his life just lacks some meaning. And you go, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I know he thinks they didn't come to me, but I'm just probably involved in stuff in the law.
Yeah. That's a tricky circumstance. He's going to be a third wheel no matter where he goes because of the life choices he made early on. Or whatever. And you go, yeah, that's going to be rough. You know, we get to live with the choices that we make. You know, people go, well, what about Christ and repentance and all that? And you go, I don't think he did anything wrong. He just did some empty things. Says when push tends to shove. It's kind of sad. Wow. That's okay. It's just fine meaning. You go, I you know. Says, I know God loves me, and God tries to steer me in things that are for my good, and may even be for my joy. Yeah. I can't think for a minute I would have gotten married under my own power. At least not that, at that time in my life. At least I put some pressure on me. Good pressure. Good pressure. Sure. Oh, fish. You want better things. Yeah?
Well,
you want a small house, you want a bigger house. You want this, you want that. It's okay. Well, it's not a bad thing, not a bad thing. We have to decide what's important to us, really. That can be tricky. I tend to throw it all into God's hands and just get surprised when I see what happens, that's all. I've been working on transcendence lately, which looks weird. It looks backwards. Huh? Going from a bigger house to a smaller one?
Yeah.
Going from something that seems more prosperous to something that doesn't seem as prosperous? And that confuses people. They all go, well, you're crazy. I know. That's what you get, marrying a guy that's looking for transcendence. It confuses me. No, I did not know that. Lisa, just throwing myself into God's hand. I don't know what you expect God to do for you. I didn't know what God was expecting us to do. I have no idea. I'm going to be speaking a language that people just don't get particularly. It's like the elect, when the few times that that word's used, it's kind of a dangerous word. It offends a lot of people. And you go, what you got to know, that's what God's about. Finding and gathering the elect. These will be his leaders and stuff like that. Noble and great ones, blah, blah, blah. And you go, yes. Anyway, I love you. Yes. I love you. Frustrating though it can be sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay.
All relationships are three-quarter frustrating. I love you. You're wonderful. Thanks for everything.
Okay, sure.
What? I'm taking off. I'm going to work. What about you? Okay, if the thing comes in, come.